The following program sponsored by The Point Church.
Welcome to The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours as we open the phone lines to take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. Once again, that's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this edition of The Point Live here from Seattle, Washington. And we have listeners all across the country tonight. We're going to be on for the next 2 hours on these radio stations in Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Seattle, Austin, Texas, and many other cities in between. Those are some of the larger ones, but Phoenix, Juneau, Alaska. I'm just looking forward to hearing from you. Again, as the announcer said, our number is 800-955-8200 to be live in the air for us to pray with you. I want to start off with a scripture here and some thoughts that I have as we launch this program tonight. One of the things that I was just getting is that this world is not our home. And, you know, we were created by a supernatural God as His representatives, as His children on this side of eternity, to love Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we can only do that as the love of the Father is released in and through our bodies and helps us to understand how good He is. Later in the program, I'm going to read a letter from one of our listeners that I got 10 days ago or so that I just want to bless you with. I was so encouraged. It's someone from our Seattle, listening on KGNW here in the Seattle region. But before I do that, as I said, I want to go through a scripture here in Acts chapter 9, verses 32 and following, and make some comments on it. We have a couple lines open on the air here tonight at 800-955-8200. If you have pain in your body, there's someone who has pain on the inside of their left ankle. And so if that's you, it's literally down at the right at the ankle on the inside of that on your left foot, but left ankle on the inside of that left foot. If that's you, dial this number, and we want to pray with you tonight as well, 800-955-8200. In Acts 9:32, it's talking about Peter here, and it says, as Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the saints in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, a paralytic who had been bedridden for 8 years. Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and take care of your mat. Immediately Aeneas got up. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Now, I want to just stop there for a moment. First of all, Peter doesn't dwell on the fact that this man had been laying in bed for 8 years as a paralytic. He focused on Jesus, and he just spoke it out. Jesus Christ heals you. It's that simple. And he said, get up. And so he says, Jesus heals you, so get up. And the amazing thing, and by the way, I'm sorry, Wendy, I have Wendy Foster as my co-host tonight. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you,
Pastor. And so if you hear another person talking, that's who you're hearing tonight with me. And here's the other part of this. He says, it says immediately he got up.
Wow.
So it's like,
it's done. It's finished.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, and that's why if you're calling in tonight or if you listen to our show, I'll get a lot of listeners who want to tell me their whole story and take 5 or 6 minutes about how bad their life is. Mm-hmm. I want the facts. Yeah, I want to hear what's happening somewhat. But so often what happens is that we're so disparaging about our circumstances and we just speak things over ourselves. It's almost like saying, I want to carry all these things and I've had such a rough life, and we speak almost curses onto ourselves that we start to believe them. And Peter didn't let that happen. Secondly, it says, all those who lived in this town of Lydda and the town of Sharon saw him. Who? Aeneas.
Yes.
Who had been healed.
Yes.
They knew his story. These weren't very big towns, folks. And that's why I love testimonies. That's why I want to read what God's been doing in this letter here after we take a few calls in a moment. But what then it says this, they saw the healing, they saw the love and the power of God, and it says they turned to the Lord. Not just some. It says all those who lived in these two towns turned to Jesus.
Wow.
Why?
Power of testimony.
Yeah. It was the power of his healing of Aeneas. Hmm. And, folks, we have that happening around here where God is healing people in little old Arlington, Washington, in our healing rooms. We have it open here in Seattle, Washington, just north of Seattle, for 3 hours every Saturday morning from 9 till noon. People come in for prayer. It's like a doctor's office, but we see the sick get healthy emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and it's a wonderful thing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go come back to this passage a little bit later, but I want to go to our first caller, who's Eric's calling from Philadelphia. Let's see how Eric's doing. Welcome to The Point Live, Eric. How can we pray with you tonight? I can't hear Eric. Are you there, Eric? So, Chris, maybe we could check on that. And I'm not sure if he's speaking to the crowd here, to the audience tonight. Eric, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to check on Eric here and find out what's going on with our connection there. Let's see if we can get Marianne in Palmdale, California. Marianne, can you hear me? Okay. We're going to have to try, and I can't hear Marianne either, Chris, so we're going to have to try something here on our connections. And while we're settling our issues, I'm going to go back to this passage that I was just talking about and find out what's going on. So let's go back to Acts chapter 9, verse 36 and following. Luke continues to write, "In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha," which translated it means Dorcas, "who was always doing good and helping the poor." And I know that a lot of times people, when they hear the word Dorcas or Tabitha, I should say that she was known for making things. And it says it a little bit later on in the text. It says, "About that time she became sick and died. Her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. And it goes on later, it says, okay, now I can hear myself, Chris. I think you just made an adjustment there. Marianne, can you hear me? Okay, very good. We got the technical difficulties taken care of. We'll come back to you, Eric. Hold on the line there. But you're calling from Palmdale, California. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Well, how can we pray with you tonight?
I'm calling in because I had 34 years ago, I started having insomnia.
Okay.
And
34 years ago. What happened 34 years ago?
I lost my dad.
Okay. And you were pretty close with your dad?
Well, yes, I was.
Now, were you living in the same household as him at the time?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and was it a pretty traumatic thing or something that was expected? Or
It was something unexpected. He had had surgery, and then he went into a coma.
Okay.
So it was very unexpected.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd had a panic attack, and
yeah.
I don't have a phone, so I went over to a neighbor's house.
Tonight.
To borrow their phone. And
Or back then, you're saying?
No. The other day, about less than a week ago.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm nervous sometimes.
No, you're fine. Here, let me just stop you for a second because I want to pray a couple things that I'm already getting. I already heard the word fear even before you said the word panic attack. And so let's just pray with me. And this is, you know Jesus as your Savior, right?
Yes, I do.
And the Bible says clearly that he keeps in perfect peace those whose mind are stayed on him. And so the right. Lord wants to bring peace to your spirit right now. And it also says that his perfect love casts out all fear. So first I'm going to pray. Father, release your love over Marianne right now in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit, with your healing fire. We say thank you, Father, that you're an all-consuming fire. Just take away the things that are hindering Marianne from receiving your love. Just pray this out loud with me, Marianne. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all fear.
I command all fear.
And anxiety.
and anxiety.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind, soul, and spirit.
Mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Okay. I just know right now the Lord's just calming your heart and he's releasing his goodness over you. And he loves you so much, Marianne. And here's one other thing I want you to pray. Just say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command trauma, the spirit of trauma.
I command the spirit of trauma.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it again with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it again with your peace, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you. I went and I borrowed the phone, and I called my pastor, and I talked to my pastor for a while, and I gave the phone back to her, and she was. I apologized, and then that night when she got home, I went over and I told her I was sorry. I didn't realize that she wasn't awake. And she came over that night to talk to me, and she had some wonderful ideas for hooking me up with people that can get me to the financial aid that I need and start in the right direction, and also for some possible job interviews.
Amen. Well, let's pray for those two things. And, Wendy, why don't you go ahead and pray for those two things right now?
I'm sorry, one last thing. She's got a job interview tomorrow, so I want to...
Your neighbor does?
Yes.
What's her first name?
Her name is Karen.
Okay, so Marianne and Karen is what we're going to pray for. So go ahead.
Lord, we thank you. We lift up Marianne and Karen to you, and thank you, Father, that you are concerned for all of our needs. You forget not, we forget not all of your benefits, knowing that you're a great God, Father God.
That's right.
So we just pray blessings over Marianne and Karen, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, and believe that you'll teach them the way that they should go. Teach them the way that they should go and profit in you for the kingdom to yield many benefits. In Jesus' name.
And I pray, Father, that you would end insomnia in Marianne. And that she would, I just say thank you for your peace that you're releasing even right now. Just say more, Lord, out loud, Marianne.
More, Lord.
Yeah.
More, Lord.
There we go. More. Just release it over from the top of her head to her toes, Father, right now. I ask that you'd release your ministering angels over her household and that you would protect her from any word curses that she's even spoken over herself or received as a result of the fear and the loss of her father, even as many years ago as that was. And I just say thank you that you are near and dear to her heart. She cried out to you tonight by faith, and that there's many people across the country who are listening and praying. We just say thank you for this army of prayer warriors on behalf of Marianne. And we just say thank you for the testimony of healing and her getting a good night's sleep and not having any more fear anymore in the middle of the night or the middle of the day. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Marianne, we want to hear a testimony. We've had so many people healed over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now that we've been on the air, because we're asking God specifically, and God's raising up a prayer army across the country praying for one another. So, okay?
Yes, thank you very much, and I will definitely call back when I get that job.
Amen.
I mean, not if, but when.
That's right. Well, bless you. Thanks for calling The Point Live. Bye-bye. Well, we go from California to Philadelphia. Eric, I think we can hear you now.
Yeah.
How can we pray with you tonight?
I got this rash on my face, and it's making my face swollen, and it's red, and I have a rash in the back of my knees and a rash on my right arm above my
elbow. How long has this been going on?
Well, and behind my knees, it's been going on for like around 3 or 4 weeks, but on my face it's been going on for like 3 days.
Okay. I sense there's some type of something back that 3 or 4 weeks ago. There's some type of event that occurred that you weren't in control of that has adversely affected you. Is there something true to that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I know I had a friend of mine who stayed here at my apartment. He was here 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
He has since left, but he was here.
Okay. Was there any traumatic trauma in that relationship or?
Yeah, there was something that happened. I got really uptight, I think, with him one night when he was here. We were talking. I got really upset, mm-hmm. and it was like it was an anxiety attack. It was something like an attitude that just came right through me.
Okay.
It was like really a lot of fear and a lot of torment.
Let's just pray against that, because, you know, believe it or not, in the Bible, you see the word leprosy, but it really refers to skin diseases. And it's not just leprosy like we know it and leper colonies and all that kind of thing. We've had so many people healed. As a matter of fact, this testimony I'm going to read here in a moment of a letter had a woman that called in. We prayed for her very briefly at the end of our show, and she got healed of some rashes. And so go ahead and put your hands on the areas that are the worst, maybe one on your face and one on another part of your body. And we're just going to pray. Father, thank you so much, first of all, for Eric and the blessing that you have given him in knowing you and just calling in tonight and by his faith, believing that you're the one who restores skin. And so we speak life over his skin right now in Jesus' name. And just pray with me, Eric, say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all fear.
I command all fear.
And trauma.
And trauma.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your love, Jesus.
And replace it with your love, Lord Jesus.
Now just keep receiving. I'm going to pray. Father, release your healing fire now from Eric's head to his toes over these rash areas, especially on his face and his backs of his knees and the other parts of his body where he has them. I command all anxiety to be broken by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And pray this with me as well, Eric. Just say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all dis-ease.
I command all dis-ease.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Lord.
And replace it with your peace, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, amen. You know, it's funny that you should mention skin disease, because my friend has psoriasis that was here.
Okay.
And he has I think that's so right on. I think you're really right on in the spirit, because mm-hmm. he has psoriasis on his knee, on his elbows.
Okay.
And he has had some on his face.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. Can you also pray for me from the standpoint of a job? I need a job. I've been on unemployment for like seven months now.
You bet. This is a funny question. Are you willing to work hard, harder than you have been, to look for it?
Yeah, I'm willing to work hard looking for a job.
Okay. I don't know why I got that, but I'm just going to pray that. Father, thank you for Eric. Thank you that you're healing his body of the skin rashes. Now I pray that you provide from the job that you have ordained for him. And Eric, I sense it's going to be outside the box of something that you're not going to expect. That doesn't mean it's going to be lower pay. I don't think it's on your radar screen right now. And so, Father, just give him wisdom and clarity in this. And I do pray that you would give him a new resolve of getting up early, whether it's looking, I don't know, on the internet, through the paper, going out and talking to friends, just getting the word out that he wants to get off unemployment. I just pray that you would make that happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank
and WFIL there in Philadelphia tonight, Eric, and give us an update on how that's doing, would you?
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to The Point Live. You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We have two lines open now at 800-955-8200. If you have pain in your body, if you have a need for prayer, we've seen so many different people healed. I want to read a testimony. The lines are going to fill up so fast after I read this. We have three lines open off the air. We have a prayer team standing by right now, And that number is 360-435-1616. That's our number to, if you'd like to support this radio ministry, if you'd like information on receiving some of the handouts that we have and the materials that we send out to some of our listeners, you can call that off-air number. Our website's thepointlive.com. You can always go to that as well. But at the end of October here, about 10 days ago, I received a letter from one of our listeners, and we're going to get to Ann and Geetha in Chicago here in a moment, who are on hold. But I want to read this letter of testimony. She just writes, Dear Pastor Mike, I've been listening to your program on Saturday nights for a few months. The first time I heard it, a man was telling of being healed of a broken back. At the time, a friend, Sharon, in Redmond, Washington, had a large kidney stone and was in much pain. The following Monday, she was to have surgery. I called her and gave her the radio station, the radio's phone number here for KGNW's number, the 800 number, and she called. And after a conversation on forgiveness, you said, and she's referring to myself, the stone was imploding as we speak, quote unquote. She never had another problem with it again. Praise the Lord, she writes. So this Sharon was healed of this kidney stones. It imploded as we prayed, and she didn't have to go in for the surgery. So I'm just going to re-release these things because the word testimony, Wendy, means to do it again.
Praise God.
Okay, so if you're having kidney stone pain tonight, we want you to call this number, 800-955-8200. Keep listening. If you didn't get that, I'm going to give the number again. If you know someone who is having kidney stone pain and they're struggling with this as we speak, we have such a large listening audience. I'm sure there's a number of people who are. The second thing she writes, my granddaughter's father had staph strep infection in a foot, and the doctor was sure he'd have to remove the foot or leg. I called your team, and one of a gals on our team named Inger prayed, and today he still has his leg, and it's getting stronger. She called our off-air number, and this man's foot was healed. And then she writes, a friend, Nikki, in Auburn, Washington, barely got to tell her problem as she was the last call about a month ago on the show. She had itchy patches on her leg. This is the gal I was just talking about with skin disease. You barely had time to pray quickly before you had to sign off. She called me 2 days later saying, guess what? It's all gone. She was one excited lady, this listener writes. Now, these are the first three paragraphs. I'm actually going to push the pause button and go to a couple callers, and then I'm going to read a couple more of the testimonies that are in this letter. Folks, I get excited when I hear how God's been working in and through your lives. We have so many people that get healed on this program that pray along with us, and we hear about it 3 or 4 weeks later or during the week that you'll call our off-air number, and it just goes to show you that God is so good, and you're only hearing a portion of what God's doing. Well, we're going to go to Ann now in Chicago. Welcome to The Point Live, Ann.
Hi, Pastor Mike. How are you tonight?
You know, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not bad. I'm just praying, Pastor Mike, for a financial breakthrough, some money substance to come in to clear up some obligations that I have.
Okay.
I'm just praying to get back on track. I'm sure there are other listeners.
Oh yeah, we get this all the time.
Going through some of the same challenges. So
yeah. Do you live right in the city, Ann, or are you in one of the suburbs?
Yes, I'm in the city.
Okay, very good.
Yes, I'm not far from Hyde Park.
Okay, I know where that is. I grew up in Palatine. My wife was up in Rogers Park.
So north.
Yeah, she's up north, and I'm in the northwest.
Right. Well, I would appreciate you praying for me and probably some more listeners that may be struggling or have some financial challenges as well.
Yeah, you bet. Wendy, I'm going to have Wendy go ahead and pray for you, Ann, and those other listeners.
Thank
you. Father God, we thank you that Ann shows her faith in you, Father God, knowing that there's no problem or too big or too small for you to heal, Father God, for you to rectify.
That's right.
Father God, we just lift up her financial need to you, Lord, and we thank you that you are the Lord of the breakthrough. So we just proclaim breakthrough over Ann's life, Father God, and we thank you that you provide for her every need, for her obligations.
And strategies from heaven be released over Ann, Father. I pray for just increase in pay, increased like checks coming from places she wouldn't even dream of, that you would just bless her radically like that. And our other listeners, Lord, and I pray that you would help Ann go after debt and any of us with debt, Lord, that we could just honor you by paying it down, and that we would be good stewards of the finances that you've given us, and not get into credit card debt and the things that weigh us down according to your word. And so we ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mike.
You're welcome. That was Wendy praying for you as well,
Thank
Ann.
Thank you,
so.
Wendy.
I've got you, Ann.
Now, so I can
Thank
continue
you.
To listen to the program. I live for this show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Ann. Thanks for your encouragement. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to Geetha now, I believe. Is that right, Geetha? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Well, welcome to The Point Live. Both you and Ann are listening on WYLL there in Chicagoland. Are you also in the city or one of the suburbs?
Yeah, one of the suburbs.
Okay, which one?
Elmhurst.
Elmhurst. Okay, very good. Well, how can we pray with you tonight, Geetha?
Actually, I'm calling for a very dear friend of my church member. She's an 8-year-old baby girl, and she is diagnosed with bone cancer. And she got a treatment everywhere, but right now the hospital is considering a surgery, and the family is very devastated because the child is going through a lot of turmoil, like chemo, radiation, and finally surgery.
Okay.
So,
what is her first name, Geetha? What's her first name?
Selena.
Alina?
Selena.
And spell that out for us.
C-E-L-I-N-A.
Okay, with a B like boy, Belina.
No, C like
Selena. Oh, Selena. Okay, mm-hmm. Selena. Okay, very good. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come on behalf of Selena, and we speak life into those bones. We just curse every cancer cell that's coming against her in Jesus' name. And I break off the sin of the third and fourth generation that's been handed on down. Do you know if Selena was raised in a Hindu home, Geetha?
Selena was raised in a Christian family.
Okay. Well, does she have Hindu roots?
I am not sure. But actually, I have the mother is listening to this. I have a cell phone, and I put on line because she is in next suburb, Schaumburg, and she's actually listening to our conversation.
Okay, well, I just sense there's some Hindu roots back there, and I'm going to break off that. In Jesus' name, we just break off any Hindu curses that have been spoken over this bloodline from the third and fourth generation of Selena. And, Father, we just pray for freedom right now over this young girl's body. We pray for strength. We pray for that your Holy Spirit, your healing fire, be released into these red and white blood cells, and that you would strengthen her resolve and her spirit, her mom's spirit, and this whole family, and that they would see you work as a result of the many people praying right now for Selena across this country of ours. We say thank you for this healing and for the fact that it's by your stripes, Jesus, that Selena is healed, and we ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Geetha, we've had so many people healed of cancer who have called in for a friend even or a loved one that aren't even listening, you know. And so please keep us updated, and we want to continue to pray for Selena.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Okay, you're welcome, and thanks for listening to The Point Live there in Chicago. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, it sounds like Selena lives in Schaumburg, Illinois, and I want to ask our prayer warriors. We have a number of them now across the country to write her name down and to be praying for Selena in Schaumburg, Illinois. I'm going to go back to another place, Burnham, Illinois. Is that near Burnham Harbor, Regina?
It's Burnham, Illinois.
And that's down south somewhere, is that correct?
Yes, near Calumet City.
Okay, then the south side of Chicago down there. Okay,
right.
I know where that is. That's just good fishing down there in Calumet City. how can we pray with you tonight?
I have. I was diagnosed with lung cancer in February, and it moved to my brain, and I had an operation in my brain, and I had they removed the mass, and I have they had radiation done. And I've been to doctors and emergency rooms and my oncologist, and I went everywhere that I can go, and no one seems to control. And I'm blind in my right eye, and my left eye is going bad.
Now, you just said no one see. You broke up a little bit. No one sees. Seems concerned. You said.
No one seemed to find anything wrong because all the tests I've done, I got a CT scan, a MRI, and no one seemed to be able to find anything. And the last doctor, hello.
Yeah, I heard you.
The last doctor I went to, he told me that it might have something to do with the radiation that I had in my brain because the nerves are going bad. But
okay, well, let's pray. Okay, we've heard enough. And now here's what I want you to do. If you can you hold your phone on your neck there and hold both hands up with your palms facing up?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. Repeat after me. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I command.
I command.
All pain and dis-ease.
All pain and disease.
Especially all cancer cells.
Especially all cancer cells.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Now I'm going to pray. Father, release your healing fire over Regina from her head to her toes. I pray for encouragement. Strengthen her spirit right now. I pray for other ladies to come alongside of her, Lord, who she already knows and that she could literally say, hey, could you hold me right now? Could you comfort me right now? Could you pray with me right now? And Father, I pray that you would just breathe life into that body. I pray that you'd breathe life into her church family. And I pray that you'd breathe life into her eyes. I speak peace over her right eye. And I declare in Jesus' name that that left eye is not going to lose sight, but it's going to get better even as she sleeps tonight in Jesus' name. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
The Lord just loves you so much, Regina. And he is with you. He is standing with you. And so are we. And it's not a coincidence that you called in tonight. I'm telling you, God has spoken to me so clearly that he is near to the brokenhearted. And he comforts those who are in need of comfort. And he comes alongside of those who cry out to him. And he's coming alongside of you right now. And my heart goes out to you, and I'm with you, and I know our listeners are as well. And you are not defeated, and the Lord's going to give wisdom to any of the medical personnel that are looking into this for you. But he's already touching your body as we speak. You're going to sleep well tonight. I command every bit of fear that's been coming against you and those lies that are telling you that you're going to lose your life sooner than later. I break them off by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray, Father, that you release your peace over Regina, even as she sleeps tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Can I just say one thing?
You bet.
I just started listening to this station about 4 days ago, and I listened to it all night long because I can't see the television. And I just woke up and got this number, and I called, and I appreciate you praying for me so much.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. It's our privilege, Regina. This is the heart of Jesus, and he's given us his heart to release over the airwaves to touch people like you, so that you can know that you're not alone. And it's not just us. It's not just Wendy and me. There's a number of people across the country that are listening right now who are praying with us and for you and releasing the love of the Father over you. And I'm telling you, this is not just talking in the air. This is the Lord Jesus Christ himself sending his ministering angels to Burnham, Illinois, to Regina's house. And he's saying, I'm going to touch this lady and set her free. Amen?
Amen. Thank you very much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bless you, Regina. Have a great night.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Regina's just said she just started listening to WILL in the last 4 days, and it's not a coincidence that she was listening tonight. She called right away, mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's so good.
Good.
Well, I guess we lost Mary in Seattle. She was going to be our next caller. We lift up her daughter and son who needs jobs as well, Father, in the midst of this difficult economy. We bless them in Jesus' name. Now we're going to go to Chad in Lancaster, California. Chad, how can we pray with you tonight?
Hi, Pastor Mike. I'd like prayer for my financial breakthrough to come.
Okay. Well, let's just pray specifically for that. Father, you know specifically how Chad got into the place where he is and how to get him out. And so I pray for heavenly strategies to be released. I thank you for his ministry there. I thank you for his desire to set other people free with proclaiming your gospel clearly. And I say thank you that you'll never let the righteous go hungry. And so, Father, continue to pour out your grace, your mercy, your favor over Chad, and not only in the financial arena, but the spiritual arena as well. Help him to just continue to study your word in this arena and give him new insight, a spirit of wisdom and revelation as he studies your word on the next steps in this strategy. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I really believe that that's going to be a new avenue for you, Chad, is to go to some of the verses that the Lord talks about on finances and even giving and ask him and say, okay, what do you have here for me? And you watch what he shows you. Okay?
Yeah, because I've been doing a lot of giving there, Pastor.
Amen. Well, there's something into that then. You watch. So
you and Sharon are still going to be praying for me.
Amen. We sure will.
Okay.
Bless you, Chad.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Chad's listening to the radio network, the Jack Hayford radio network there in Lancaster, California. Mm-hmm. And it's so good to hear from across the country. And I'm just so thankful. You know, by the way, if you've been trying to get through and you can't get through on the air, we have one line open at our off-air number at 360-435-1616, because all four lines are full here. We're going to go to Edwards Air Force Base. Is it Bassam? Is that how you say it?
Bessem.
Bessem. How can we pray with you tonight, Bessem?
Yes, Pastor. You called me the first... when you start the program, you called for someone have a pain in his left ankle and the bottom
yes.
of his ankle.
Yes.
That was me. You got it exactly right. I start working as a patrol officer, and since I start working, this pain start coming.
Okay. How long has that been?
It's like almost 6 months now.
Okay. And between 1 and 10, how high is the pain? With 10 being the highest.
Right now is like maybe 5 or 6.
Okay. And you serve in the Air Force, is that correct?
I work for NASA.
For NASA, okay. Well, very good. Well, let's pray. Can you reach down and put your right hand on your left ankle?
Amen.
Okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you showed me this word of knowledge. And so we say thank you for Bassam calling in tonight, knowing that this was for him. And so it's by his faith, through your shed blood, on the cross, by your stripes, that Bassam is healed. And so, Father, release your healing fire over that left ankle. And just pray with me, Bassam. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I command all pain.
And disease.
And disease.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind, soul, and spirit.
Mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Okay. I want you to check it out. Do something that you couldn't do before you called in.
I'm pounding my ankle on the ground, and the pain is gone.
Praise Jesus.
6 months of pain.
Amen.
It is gone.
Amen.
Oh, our
Amen.
God is so good.
Amen. Pastor,
yes.
I'd like to let you know, I let everybody who is listening to us right now to know that I'm from Egypt.
Uh-huh.
And the church in Egypt is facing a lot of persecution right now.
Yes, it sure is.
The Muslim fundamentalist group, Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
They're kidnapping our girls. They're burning our churches down.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're facing a very hard time right now. Please, everybody who hears me at this moment, please lift up a prayer for the church in Egypt.
Yes, we sure will. Let's do it right now, Bassam. Actually, go ahead. I want you to pray, and we're going to agree with you. Go ahead.
Father, I put between your hand your church, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you know everything, all the persecution coming, all the church that's going through right now, Father. Please, Father, send your guardian angels.
Yes, Lord.
To protect the church, to protect your children in Egypt from north to south, from east to west, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
the churches in the Middle East, Father, getting burned down, our girls getting kidnapped, Father.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, Father, we ask you for protection. that you send help and
That's right.
hope for everyone, Father, going
yes, Lord.
Right now to all the parents that their daughters being kidnapped, their children being kidnapped. In Jesus' name, Father, all the churches getting burned down, all the churches they put the sign of masks on. Father, we put everybody, we will put the all the spiritual leaders, all the priests and pastors.
Yes, Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name, between your hands right now, Father.
Yes, Lord. We also pray specifically for evangelists to be raised up among the church in Egypt, and that they would reach out to these Muslim Brotherhood folks, Father, with your love, with your favor, and your power. I pray that they would see the healing power, even as Bassam was just healed, they would see your healing power come and reach out and show them that the God of the Muslims is not alive but is dead, and that you are alive, that you are the God that is alive. And so, Father, we speak life over the nation of Egypt, and especially among the churches and among the people. And we pray, Father, that you would just pour out your spirit on these places, the place where our Savior went when he was in refuge, where the nation of Israel was birthed out of as far as among the 70 with Joseph's clans and the 12 tribes where they just came out and in mass with Moses. And so, Father, we just bless the nation of Egypt tonight, and we just say thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you
very much. You are welcome, and it's just so good to hear of your healing of your ankle after 6 months. Bless you, Bassam, and have
Thank
a great evening.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Bassam is also listening on the KTLW network there in Southern California. We do have one line open at 800-955-8200. And if you can't get through, remember our off-air number is 360-435-1616. Our website is thepointlive.com. By the way, you can always listen online to this show, by the way, through our website, thepointlive.com. We're on in 20 different cities all across the country, and there's a number of cities or stations that we're on that carry our show on their live network. We're on satellite and so forth. And so before we go to our next caller, if you guys could all hold Eileen, Zetha, Robert, and we have a new caller coming in. I want to finish up one more testimony. Notice this man that just called in, he was healed because of a word of knowledge. I want to read back to this letter that we got from one of our listeners in Federal Way, Washington. She writes, "Just a few weeks ago, you had a word of knowledge of someone having a sore right thumb. A man called and you prayed for him. I've had a trigger thumb which clicked and only hurt when it got stuck. I thought of calling, but then thought there are people with more serious conditions, so I did not call." By the way, if that's you tonight, still call in if you have a non-serious condition. God doesn't care. He cares about everything, in other words. It's not about being more serious than someone else. "A week later, you said you still had a word of knowledge of a sore thumb, and I asked the Lord if I should call. A man called, and as you prayed, I felt to just hook on to your prayer for him. And 2 days later, I noticed the thumb was in great shape once again. I was so surprised and thanked the Lord for your prayer." So I'm going to just tell you again, not only from these testimonies, if you have kidney stones tonight, if you have an infection in a foot tonight, if you have itchy patches on your legs or any type of, what's the word, Wendy, for
skin disease,
psoriasis of the, mm-hmm. and the skin and so forth. We have someone who's calling in with Lyme's disease that looks like we'll pray for in a minute. The third thing then is this trigger thumb, some type of problems with your thumb. If you have any of these things, please keep trying to call in, and our off-air staff can pray for you. Our show's large enough to where we're praying for 6 or 8 people at a time. Off-air, the number is 360-435-1616. We're going to go now back to Burien, Washington. Eileen, welcome to The Point Live.
Thank you. I've called before, but I'm still having problems with my bladder. And I've been to the doctor, and I have to go back. But could you pray that my bladder will be all right and that my daughter will have a good operation?
What's your daughter going in for, too?
A hip operation.
Okay. And what's your daughter's name, Eileen?
Nancy.
Nancy. Mm-hmm. Very good. I want to have Wendy pray for both you and your daughter, Nancy,
Thank
Eileen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, we love you. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you for loving Eileen. Father, we just pray for your healing fire to be released over Eileen from her head to her toe. We speak to her bladder and we say, be whole, be healed now. And we thank you, Father. We ask that your healing fire flood her now and give her peace, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We also lift up her daughter, Nancy, Father, who needs your love, your peace, and the hip resolution,
yeah.
Father God. Mm-hmm. We pray for her hip, Father God. We just command full mobility and movement in her hip now, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessed is the Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Well, you know, Eileen, we have not because we ask not, the Bible says. And not only did we just ask together, but many people joined us in praying for your bladder issue. And I just speak peace over your bladder and the freedom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because to whom the Lord is set free, you shall be free indeed.
Blessed is the Lord our God.
Amen. Amen. Well, bless you for listening here on our mother station, KGNW, here in Seattle. Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight, Eileen.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
As you know, I always want to tell our listeners, we want to get an update. So if we pray for you on this show, please call us back and let us know what's going on. I believe Zeltha? Is that how you say it? You're a regular caller.
Yes.
You've called several times, I know. I recognize your name. From Philadelphia, right?
Yes, I called 2 times already.
Well, very good. Well, it's good to hear your Jamaican accent. How can we pray with you tonight, Zeltha?
Well, thank you for accepting my call. I called about 3 Saturdays ago about my kidney and
yes.
high blood pressure.
Yes.
Well, I don't go to the doctors yet, but I can feel in my body there is a change because my feet are always swollen and the bottom of my feet, they always pain me and, you know, very numb. And I notice the legs, they draw down now and they are not as numb as they used to be.
Amen.
I feel much better in my body.
Amen.
So I know that prayer is working, so I'm asking for prayers tonight. I need spiritual favor from God. And I also asking for prayers for my grandniece in Georgia. She has been searching for a job over the 3 years now and nothing.
And what is her first name?
Dion.
Dion, okay.
You know, okay. So I'm asking for prayers for her.
Well, let's pray. Father, first of all, thank you for Zeltha and the swelling going down in her legs and her ankles and the bottom of her feet, the pain leaving. We pray specifically, Father, for freedom over her kidneys and her entire body. We say thank you. She's feeling better and the blood pressure is going down. We just ask for a complete restoration to where she would be amazed that she gets the blood test back from her doctors and that she would know that she knows that she knows that you did this and that you've set her free. And we lift up Dion to you as well, Father, in Georgia, that you'd provide her with the job that she needs. I pray for a new raised up awareness and tenacity to go looking for that job and this wisdom on the direction she's to head to find that place. Connections, whether it's word of mouth or, again, by the Internet or the newspaper, whatever it is, clearly show her. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Zeltha, you're a breath of fresh air there in Philadelphia, and it's always good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And thanks for listening on WFIL there in Philadelphia. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these stations every Saturday evening for 2 hours from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. That means in Philadelphia, we're on from 11 till 1. It's a quarter to midnight there in Philadelphia. Now, I notice a few other callers holding from that region right now we're going to go to in a moment. And, again, our number off the air is 360-435-1616. All 4 lines are full on the air. If you want someone to pray live with you, and they'll take a little longer time than we normally do on the radio, that number, our off-air number, is a great number to call. Even during the week, we'll get back to you or pray with you when you call at 360-435-1616. Again, our website's thepointlive.com. I want to thank every single one of you who support this radio ministry so much, because it costs thousands of dollars and we don't owe a dime. In other words, God raises it up every month, and yet we get these $25 and $100 and $400 and sometimes $1,000 checks that we need. Every dime counts. And so if you're able to help us, great. If not, that's okay too, because God knows and He'll put it upon those who can help us. And you can go to our website. You can give online with a credit card or a debit card at our website, thepointlive.com. We have some people standing by who will take your donations over the air. Or our address is also on our website, thepointlive.com, and you can send us a check like many of you do as well. We're going to give out that address at the end of the show in a little bit over an hour. Well, our next caller is calling from Northridge, California. Robert, welcome to The Point Live.
Hi.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Oh, well, it's just been an attack of it just keeps on happening. So I'm looking to break it now, attack of sickness, and it's from a demonic power. And
okay, I see 11 years here.
Yeah.
What happened 11 years ago?
Nothing, but it's been it manifested in
something happened. What? When did it manifest?
Shoot, that's 20 years. It was when I was 20 years old. I'm 55 now. It started manifesting outside my window.
So 35 years ago. What town was that in?
That was the drug addict then.
Okay, well there you go. What town was that in?
City of San Fernando.
Okay. So we have listeners in San Fernando, actually. You know, have you ever renounced the drug use and abuse?
Yes, I got 5 years sober.
Okay. Here's what I want to do, Robert. I want you to just pray with me, and I'm going to pray first. Just hold out your hands with your palms facing up.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'd release your healing fire over Robert and fill up his body, mind, soul, and spirit right now, from his head to his toes, to where he could tangibly even feel your fire coming down. And I command any demonic spirits that are coming against him to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Robert.
Go in Jesus' name.
And then just repeat after me. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I close the door.
I close the door.
Of all drug abuse from my past.
Of all drug abuse from my past.
Hallucinations.
Hallucinations.
Fantasies.
Fantasies.
Sexual sin.
Sexual sin.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Dreams and visions from the dark side.
Dreams and visions from the dark side.
I close every one of those doors.
I close every one of those doors.
Did you do LSD?
Yeah, lighter forms of it, the blotter.
Okay.
Form.
So just say that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I renounce every use of LSD.
I renounce every use of LSD.
Now replace all those things with your peace, Jesus.
Now replace all those things with your peace, Jesus.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my body.
In my body.
In my soul.
In my soul.
And in my spirit.
In my spirit.
Now I'm going to pray again. Father, thank you for Robert's and his humility and wanting to be set free. And I say thank you, Jesus, that you're the ones who sets the captives free from all bondage. And so by the authority vested in me as a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break every chain that's been put around Robert by these demonic angels. And Father, I ask that you would release now from heaven, that you'd loose these ministering angels around his property, around his house, warring angels to defeat any demonic angel, any demon that's been coming against him, so that he would be completely set free. And we ask this in Jesus' name. One other thing, Robert. What kind of demonic influence did you have during those drug years as far as experimenting with the occult, tarot cards, Ouija boards, anything like that?
You know, just what was in around the culture at the time, like psychic stuff. And
have you ever renounced that specifically?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because those can be open doors, and
yeah,
people
I
have
try
to
and watch all that stuff. So I don't have nothing in my
like
house.
Like horoscopes, you know,
yeah,
all that garbage.
Don't touch it.
The New Age. Okay.
Yeah, tries to sneak in through that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, I'm going to pray one other thing that I'm getting here. Father, I pray that you'd heal the memory of Robert back when he was 20 from the demonic outside his window. And I just say thank you that you cast out all fear through your perfect love. So release your love over Robert into his spirit, into his heart right now. And even over any marital difficulty that he's had in the past, and that you'd replace those tears and those difficult years with just tears or years of freedom. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there was some marital difficulty I was getting there.
Yeah, there was a divorce and breakup and back into all the drugs and everything again.
Yeah. The Lord just showed me that to release you, and you watch. This is not going to be happening anymore.
Yeah.
You just need to keep taking every thought captive to Jesus, okay?
Can we pray for Dr. Strickland real quick? He's a natural doctor, and he's came up with really bad with cancer.
You bet. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a break,
okay.
And we'll pray for him as we're going to this break. Dr. Strickland, thanks for listening, Robert. We're going to hang up with you,
bye-bye.
And we're going to be back for a whole other hour here in a moment. So bless you, Robert. Lord, we lift up Dr. Strickland. We just break off any cancer cells in his body, and we ask, Father, that you'd allow him to be surrounded with godly men and women who will lay hands on him, and that he shall recover. Now, as I mentioned, you're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. John from Morgantown, Pennsylvania, we're going to get to you right after the break in about 3 minutes. And William and Dan, if you guys could hold on, you're going to hear the number once again to call in. We have one line open. Off the air, we have many at 360-435-1616. We'll be back in about 3 minutes for a whole other hour of The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network.
Stay tuned for Hour 2 of The Point Live.
The Point Live is looking for listeners willing to take a stand. In fact, we need listeners who will stand up and be counted as partners with this radio ministry. If The Point Live has been a blessing to you, would you be a blessing to us by helping to support this ministry so we can stay on the air? You can send your donations to The Point Church, 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Again, that's 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out our website to give securely there. Click on thepointlive.com. Once again, thepointlive.com. Our phone number is 360-435-1616. That's area code 360-435-1616. We thank you for doing your part in sustaining this radio ministry on this station.